Good evening, gentle listeners. Last week, I praised the people of Canterbury for the ordinary heroism of simple humanity in the face of tragedy. So I hope Willie Wood is out there will forgive me for wishing that a chasm would open up and swallow Parliament. The unanimous passage of the Canterbury Earthquake Response and Recovery Bill in a single day under extreme urgency was that bad. This act allows ministers to relax or suspend nearly every other act of Parliament that may, quote, divert resources away from the effort to efficiently respond to the damage caused by the Canterbury earthquake. And to add insult to constitutional injury, these orders cannot be, again I quote, challenged, reviewed, quashed, or called into question in any court. Do I believe for a moment that Earthquake Recovery Minister Jerry Brownlee is skulking in Parliament's basement with a can of petrol, plotting his own Reichstag fire as a prelude to a very Kiwi coup? No, I don't. But I shouldn't have to trust Brownlee or any other politician not to be evil. They shouldn't have the power to be evil in the first place. That's why we've spent the best part of 4,000 years putting chains on the divine rights of princes and prelates, reminding state power to mind its proper place or face the consequences. Not because we presume politicians and other agents of the state are devils, but because we know they're human. The rule of law, judicial oversight and proper scrutiny of legislation by Parliament before it becomes law matters. It matters most of all in a crisis when all this pointy-headed intellectual stuff can literally be matters of life and death. Now, does the national-led government have some nefarious secret agenda? I doubt it. They probably just forgot that it's more important to get things right than get them done right now, no matter how loudly the media bitch-pack howls. And shame on national support partners and the Labour-Green opposition for abdicating their basic constitutional responsibility to act as a check and balance on the government. This bill could have been modified to a more sensible emergency package nobody denies is necessary and justified. But it's hard not to conclude that the Greens and Labour in particular decided to avoid negative headlines and protect votes days before local body voting starts and just over a year before the general election. Parliament voted unanimously to wipe its collective arse on the rule of law it's supposed to defend. Gee, thanks. The worst tragedy of all is that the people of Canterbury deserved so much better than legislating in haste that they may just have to repent for at their leisure. The people of Christchurch stepped up when it counted. Their legislators and ours didn't.